music starts with the technology available to me, and my first record, I sold enough copies to enable me to buy a multi-track deck, 8 tracks worth of recording. I set it up in a friend's basement. He had a mixing board, and we had 2 mics, and that's the bare minimum of what you'd need for that. So that's what started it, the technology, and as far as production, I just did everything I could, used every bit of equipment I could get my hands on, guitars, synthesizers, mics, mixers, anything. I spent 3 months looking for a place in downtown St. Paul and Minneapolis, everywhere. Finally, I found a little tiny room on Lake Street, and I thought I'd be able to spend, you know, like 2 months fixing it up, putting egg cartons up or something. It just turned into a monster, and I spent 8 months soundproofing it, building all the walls in, dropping the ceiling, laying carpet. It was just crazy, but it's worth it now. You know, the walls close in on you when you go in there because it's so small, but it's relatively soundproof now. It's hard work to do that. I had to learn carpentry too. I put my artwork, my tape, and my directions in a package and insure it and send it Federal Express to Wakefield Manufacturing in Phoenix, Arizona. And they write me back and say, no, we can't do this. Yes, we can do that. And then in about 3 months, a lot of plastic shows up at my door. And I spend about 2 hours carrying it upstairs. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Mail order records.
How do you have time to do the kind of promoting that record companies have rafts of people doing full-time?
I do anything I can. Most of the things I do fail completely. I tried getting in touch with 30 or 40 professional distributors around the country saying, look, here I am and here's my record and I know it's going to get play, so it's worth your while to take it, and it was not worth their while to take it. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I just use common sense. If I'm getting a lot of play in Southampton, New York, I go to the public library, pull out the yellow pages, look for record stores with, you know, sort of bizarre names, not Discount Records or Musicland, but, you know, John Smith's records, tapes, and whatever, you know. I call them up or send them a letter and say, yeah, we've had a lot of, you know, requests for your album. And then, you know, I'll send him 25 copies on consignment and he'll call me back. And it's done real well that way. My advice is that instead of going right to a recording studio or somebody with thousands of bucks to back you, that you not buy a new car and buy yourself a very small recording studio, because for $100 an hour, the amount of time that I would have spent and the amount of money I would have spent would have come to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Instead, you could put some money down yourself, work out learning the technical end of it, which is not hard at all. It's just not hard at all. I knew next to nothing when I started, and now I know quite a bit about recording. Put that money into your own studio, and not only will you come out with an album that you're completely satisfied with, that you feel like you can push, that you feel like you can market, but you'll have a studio where you can record another album. And not only that, you'd come out with a record that is good. I mean, it's there's no pressure on you to put one out in 5 months and the clock isn't ticking away. I took 2.5 years to put this out. If anybody picks it up and listens to it in 20 or 30 years, they'll say it's I don't know what they'll say. They might say it's folk music just because I am not trained. I'm a folk. I make all this up. I don't know. I don't know what it is.